act like you know.
This is your way to shine.
Oh,
you said that way off.
Oh,
man.
My bad. My bad.
Everyone, welcome to the One Amp Podcast. That is a banger of a song.
Oh my god.
Act
Fat
like you know,
Larry's Band.
Fat Larry's Band. My friends used to rip on me for listening to this album as a kid, and then now they love it.
It's fire.
It's like, it's actually good.
Classic, bro.
I got that song. People think I got it out of GTA.
I got it from GTA.
I got it from GTA. Some guy on YouTube, that was his intro music.
Oh yeah?
That song.
Fire.
This guy smashing stuff.
Is he still pop? Like, is he?
I doubt it.
Okay.
But
everyone, welcome back to the 1 a.m. podcast.
We're here live
at
1 a.m. podcast.
8:40 in the night. So
8:38 p.m.
p.m. Everyone, welcome.
Welcome.
I hope you're doing good, you know.
I don't. No, I'm kidding.
I hope my viewers, our viewers, are doing a splendid time.
I hope.
Yep. If you guys got any problems, our DMs are open. Please come, you know, forward.
Our DMs are open. Slide in, send a message, say, yo, what's up with this?
Uh-huh.
And we got some suggestions. Send them over.
Like the video, subscribe, share, all that stuff. But we're going to get right into this episode, this week's episode.
I think we should.
Because, like, I have a list of ideas, basically, that I showed Marcus. I'm like, oh, what should we do? What should we talk about? And
did I follow through with any of those ideas?
No. I asked Marcus, I'm like, can you make a little list of this? Okay. Are you ready? No.
I had a bigger list.
Yeah, it's fine.
Comes out the top of my head,
off the top of the head.
That's how I roll. No planning, just do it.
Just do it. Nike swoosh. I'm not Team Nike, though, so...
Just do it.
You gotta wear Adidas.
Just do it.
Nah. Anyways, for this episode, we're gonna talk about the worst feelings.
Okay.
Or the worst possible things that you can feel as a human. Mainly emotionally.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
In terms of like what you can feel, because as humans, you know, we go through a lot of emotions, a lot of stress, and we you know, it's a very shitty feeling when you go through something and it's not so hot.
I felt my fair share of things that I don't like to feel.
Oh no, bro, no one likes feeling bad.
No one likes feeling shitty.
No one likes being down bad.
When you're in a funk, it's hard to get out of that.
It is. It takes a while.
It does take
sometimes
a while.
It could take a person a couple days, it can take a person weeks,
months,
you know, in those severe scenarios.
Like, remember,
it could take a year.
Even if you don't mind me asking you to share, but
go ahead.
With you, remember, you were in a funk for a long time?
Yeah.
Second year?
We can talk about that, you know? It was a breakup.
Yeah, it was a breakup.
And not hot at all. Like, I was down bad.
Well, when is a breakup ever good?
Exactly. But, like, a worst feeling that I think a human can feel is probably having your heart broken. You know what
I mean? That's up there.
That's
up there, Steve. Like, that's...
Did you call me Steve?
You don't know the reference.
Okay, I clearly don't. But, yeah, it's like, having your heart broken...
It sucks.
It's one of the worst feelings, and I've had my heart broke, like, I don't know, like, six times, so...
You know how many times I fall in love.
Well, how many times have you fallen in love?
Once.
Okay.
Legitimately once. Fake times?
If man said fake.
Fake times, like, a million, like, probably, like, eight times today.
Oh.
No.
Oh my god! Like, you know, the boys used to roast me because every time I'd pull up with a couple years ago, I'd screenshot and be like, "Oh, I'm in love," and then I'm in love, and it's always like new girls every time. But yeah, having your heart broke,
yeah.
I was down bad a couple, what, 3-4 years ago.
I was
ago.
Too for
last year, 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah. It's a shitty situation. Tell me how you felt, and tell me why that's a worse feeling.
I felt. When I my breakup, bottom, like rock bottom.
Rock bottom. Okay.
Yeah. Not a good feeling. Like, terrible feeling. I never felt something like that
before.
Never felt like that in my life.
Maybe our viewers can.
And for me.
Okay.
If I can't control a situation, if I know the situation's like not in control, I get major anxiety.
I thought you were going to say depression for a second.
Major anxiety and depression is linked.
Okay.
Major anxiety. So when I knew it was ending, I couldn't keep the relationship going.
Mm-hmm.
Major anxiety.
Wow.
I was down bad.
Yeah.
For a while.
So I guess what made it the worst feeling for you? Just knowing that it ended and that person that you loved
knowing
was not
something
there?
That you can like build up and you can think it's true and just be gone in seconds.
What do you mean?
Like a relationship, you're building it up, you get to know the person, you fall in love with the person, you have a connection, a real connection, and then in seconds, it can just be broken.
Okay, no, not seconds.
Not seconds.
What might feel like seconds,
it's over time, it's deteriorating,
yeah.
right? But you don't realize that. But it's like you build something up so much and you build a connection. You have a routine. You have your whole life is around it for that while, right? Yeah. That was your whole life for a while. And it just, it's done. And
it you ceases have to exist.
Ceases to exist and you just have to move on.
And that's, and that's, and what makes you feel bad, like feel worse? Like, is that the worst feeling
that like
you
can possibly feel? It's more of like regret.
Regret?
Like in a sense where it's like, why did I waste my time?
Oh, okay, okay.
You're questioning it.
Okay.
But I don't regret.
Okay.
I try not to live my life with any regrets. Mm-hmm. What I did
no
is what
regrets.
I did. Yeah. What you do is what you do, and you have to just, if it's a bad thing, you learn from it, and it's you learn from your mistakes. And
that's fact. And you can only grow stronger after a heartbreak.
Yeah, you can only grow stronger. Like, I went through a lot. I realized the true value of my friends at the time.
Yep.
And my family. So that was a good thing. But I felt I was at the bottom.
Yeah. That's definitely bottom. I feel, you know, when people do go through a breakup, it's I think love, you know, when you love something and that person hurts you, or if it's gone, like a death in the family, that's probably one of the worst feelings.
Death is a whole other side of hurt.
Yeah.
And sadness. Breakup is a whole other side too.
But the common theme is sadness.
Yeah.
Feeling sad, I think, is probably one of the worst feelings.
It is definitely
the worst. But I love being sad. I'm not
gonna
lie.
Hate it.
I hate it.
Like,
I love it.
I don't know how you're insane.
Bro, I like all the heartbreak music that I listen to.
No, I can't.
It's just like
I can't.
Banger after banger. And like I'll be sad, but the music, like, let's go. It's fire. I love it.
I can't. I got to listen to something happy.
Really?
I always got to listen to something happy.
Oh, wow. I guess we're different in that way.
It makes me sad.
What?
If I listen to sad music, it just makes me sad.
Oh, that makes me happier.
Nah.
Like, I'm happy right now and I still listen to sad music.
No, I can't.
Because I'm like, damn, this is a track.
I like upbeat, fast music, you know, but...
Act Like You Know?
Act Like You Know. Fat Larry's Band.
Gang. Yeah.
That's definitely a bad feeling. Like, being broken up. Yeah. And then you're starting over again.
And rebuilding.
You're rebuilding. You're trying to find yourself.
But that's like, better than being with that person.
It's better than being in a relationship that... It's not going anywhere, right? Like, and I was like, you're glad. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I was glad at the end of it. Like, I always knew.
Oh, I know.
You always have that deep.
We've had this conversation. Yeah, you tell me almost like a lot of the time.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, you were right. Oh, I should have listened to
you. You were right.
I mean,
it took me a while to realize. My friends were right too.
It's okay. I mean, you're stronger now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, man,
and now I know.
Man, gives hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you know the red flags.
Now I know the red flags.
The
oblivious.
Biggest red flags you can possibly see.
I was
see.
Oblivious to them all.
A little bit.
You know?
Yeah. But it's fine.
No, you learn from it.
You learn.
Do I regret it? No. Did I learn from it?
Oh,
big time.
100%.
Did I waste a lot of money? Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Money comes and goes. It's fine.
Yeah.
Money's not the most important thing in life.
Don't regret it.
No regret.
But that's definitely a bad feeling. Breakups. Mm-hmm. I don't wish that upon an enemy.
Yeah.
I would never wish
an enemy.
An enemy of mine. I would not wish that upon an enemy.
Okay.
I would not.
No. All right. I'll leave it at that.
Deaths? It can even be worse. Somewhat like to the person that's dying. A breakup can be worse than a death.
Imagine,
but a death if there's someone closer, like your dad or your mom. Oh, I don't know what I'll do.
Yeah,
I don't know what I would do. That changes your whole life.
Literally. Well, that was weird. What was that?
Your mom's down here.
No, she's not. Anyways,
sure.
Yeah, no, she's not. But like, yo, imagine knowing you're dying. Like if you had cancer or something. And you're like, you're just waiting for your day to come.
That's
like,
bad.
Imagine having that feeling.
I don't even want to think of that.
That's a bad feeling.
That is a bad feeling.
A worst feeling. Probably one of the worst feelings that you can probably just know that I got like 3 weeks to live.
Yeah.
But what would you do? What would you do in those 3 weeks?
What would I do? I would travel.
Yeah?
I would just travel.
As much as you can.
As much as I can.
Yeah. I would do the same. I definitely try crack. I try bear drugs.
I would. I can't. I have to be in control.
Bro, if I'm gonna die in 3 weeks, like I'm a YOLO.
I want to see all the things. I want to try to complete my bucket list.
Yeah, for sure. But add, you know, drugs along the way, different alcohols, different, you know,
I'd be getting fucked up at night. But...
extreme sports, like I would go skydiving, sky jumping. You know,
I would go skydiving now.
So would I. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
It's a little scary, but
I'm down. You know, actually, swimming is more dangerous than skydiving. More people die swimming than they do skydiving.
100%.
That's brazy.
I like swimming, though.
I love swimming. Swimming's fire. You love being in the pool.
Oh, I love it. Man's
like a
fish. I love being in the water. I love it.
But, like, if I was dying, I'd...
That's a scary feeling, too.
What?
Being in the middle of an ocean.
Ooh. Okay, you know, I think we talked about it on the podcast before. people having one of their worst fears as being in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like that, you know?
Yeah.
And the ocean is a very scary place, but like imagine just chilling there all by yourself, secluded.
Yeah, that scares me. Being alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but like...
And like nothing's around you.
Okay, like obsolete, like isolated. No. Isolated.
Yeah, like I was driving my Zeal's boat. It was me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the middle of Lake Huron.
Oof. Okay.
Okay? Middle of the lake. Like, you look there, water. There, water. There, water. Behind you, water. And all you see is water.
Yep.
And I'm like, Zio, how the hell do you know where we are? He's like, just trust me. Just keep going this way. And, like, for kilometers,
mm-hmm.
it was just nothing.
But water. Okay, but taking
and
this.
And you didn't see land.
Taking this.
That was scary.
You're in Lake Huron, right? It's a little lake.
Yeah.
Compared to the fucking ocean.
I know.
The ocean.
I know.
You know how big this world is?
I know.
It's massive.
Just to think of that, it's just mind. Like, that blows my mind. Yeah, that, we should add that.
Add that to the last episode. Oh, my but God.
That's a scary feeling.
Being isolated. Alone, yeah. Feeling isolated.
Like, if we're talking, like, fears in life,
mm-hmm.
one of my biggest fears is to just be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, end up alone.
Yeah. Like,
I would not like that.
Yeah, no. How about, like, a dog? Would that help?
Or, oh, yeah, that would help.
But, like, okay.
But, like, that's, like, what's fearful is, like, how people, like, some people, like, they have depression. They, like, mm-hmm. they have no reason to live, so they kill themselves, right?
Yeah.
And, like, there was recently a guy just died. He was, a big soccer fan, big on YouTube community and everything, social media.
Okay.
This guy, Claude, from AFTV, okay. Arsenal Fan TV.
Okay. I think I saw that.
He'd be like, it's time to go. Like, he died. They didn't say, but I think I'm pretty sure he killed himself.
Ooh.
And he said in one of his videos, like, he's like, guys, like, if without soccer, he's like, I have no reason to live.
Wow.
And now there's like really, that's like, he deep. Can't go to games and stuff. And like, he died.
Wow.
He killed himself because he's like, he was depressed. He's like, he gets so much negative hate
mm-hmm.
online because like, when you have an opinion online, you're always going to get hate.
Oh, for sure.
And it's tough.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like
depression, I wouldn't wish upon anyone either.
That's probably a terrible feeling. I've never had severe depression or I'm not diagnosed or anything like that. But like,
no, I can feel, I felt a bit of it.
Yeah.
And like, but, I can see what people say. Like,
but people have that like times that by 10.
Yeah. That
to the power of 10. Like
it's again, it's a battle against yourself, mm-hmm. right? It's, and you're in your head and you just can't get out
Over and over, stuck in that cycle.
And you just have to break the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do, like, you're good.
Well, it takes a long
time. Like, for me, what helped me, like, we're talking about all this bad stuff, but we should talk about, like, the good stuff.
The good
too,
stuff.
Like,
yeah, let's go.
Like,
let's
what
go
helped me was, like, I found the new hobby. Like, that was cycling.
Yeah?
That helped me tremendously.
Wow.
I was stuck in a hole. I didn't know what to do.
Man picked up a bike.
Couldn't see your friends because mm-hmm. of COVID. Yep. Couldn't play soccer. Couldn't watch. Couldn't do anything, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't want to waste my life away with drugs or alcohol.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
A lot of people do with breakups.
Yeah.
Just started cycling.
Just going out into the world.
Exercising. If gyms are open, I probably would have went to the gym.
Bro, I've been saying to go to the gym for years.
I have terrible form.
For years.
Cycling?
Man, can't squat. Oh, my God.
No, I can't squat.
Get me started on
but,
that.
Cycling helped me a lot, and like I'm glad.
I'm now happy
I'm huge
for
on
you.
Cycling.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
you even got your whole equipment, your bike outfit. Like,
got my bike outfit, got my new
skin
bike.
Tight.
Yeah, got my helmet now.
Yep.
Laughing.
You're laughing.
Laughing.
Okay.
But yeah, like when you're in those like dark times, you just mm-hmm. gotta find a way to get out.
Okay.
And, like, you need that release.
Let's switch it up a little bit because we're talking about like sad stuff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something physical that feels disgusting or feels bad.
Oh, okay.
Throwing up. Easily one of the worst feelings you can feel.
But also the best feeling.
No.
Yes.
Well, you feel better after.
You feel tremendously better after. But actually, the act of throwing up, the moment you're
disgusting.
Throwing, like that 1 minute, I would say, or whatever it is.
People throw up more than
buddy,
a minute.
Buddy, that is like you have the, right? And it just feels terrible.
Dude, like.
But afterwards?
Well, because you literally get it out of your system. That's why you throw it up.
Story time here. One night, Marcus. Italiano Vero.
Oh, love that.
Italian night of the
club. I've always wanted to go.
You don't. Trust me, you don't want to go.
Okay, never mind.
It's not that good.
Okay, go on with your story.
I was at a booth with my buddies.
Okay.
And we had bottle service.
Oh,
and the guy's like, there's a lot of people in this booth. And I was like, there's no way I'm getting my own bottle.
Okay.
And then the guy's like, make sure you share. I just took a bottle for myself.
Did you not tell me this story?
I don't know if I told him on the podcast.
Okay.
Took a bottle. Me and my buddy were having shots.
Gang.
Crown Royal.
Disgusting. Yeah. Shout out Cody. I know you're watching.
Crown Royal is disgusting. God. I'll never drink that again. It was the only thing there, so I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll just drink it. God, and bad. I was just pounding down shots. Shots. And I wasn't feeling it.
Right? Okay, pause. How are you not feeling it after five shots in?
I wasn't feeling shit. And I was just, I'm like, so I got to take more. And then it hit me all at once.
Like a train.
All at once. And I blacked out that night. So I don't remember like half the night. I remember bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Right?
God.
And I, so like, I'll tell you it happened.
Uh-huh.
So then I had all these shots. And I was okay, I got to slow down. And then all I remember is I'm sitting.
Like you woke up sitting?
Sitting. And I'm sitting like,
oh, man's woozy.
Like,
man's woozy.
I was like, with my buddy, I was like, Penna, you got to get me out of here. Like, I'm dying.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, you're good. Like, just sit down, have some water. It's like, nah, like, I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm dying.
Yep.
And, he's like, and this girl, like, randomly came. I was sitting in the club, and the girl just came up. She's like, you're an idiot. You're going to puke all over the club. And I was like, to my buddy, I was like, eyes closed. I was like, Penna. He's like, yeah. I'm like, do we know this person? Uh-huh. Like, I like this, talking like this. He's like, nah. And I was like, fuck off. And then he's like, bro, like, he's dying. Like, why are you yelling at him?
Yeah.
And she's like, he's going to puke in the club. And I was like, so who are you?
Yeah. Take him to the washroom at least.
Went to the Uber.
Oh, no.
Ubering home.
Oh,
this
no.
is the Uber mission home.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Okay, I just got to survive the Uber and I'll make it home and I'll be okay.
That's terrible. That's a bad feeling.
I puked all over the Uber.
Oh, hell
All over
no.
myself and in the Uber, right? And I felt
bad.
Tremendously better. Tremendously.
Oh my God.
But that moment of puking?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Bro, it's the
terrible.
Worst feeling because, you know, you have, like, acid inside
you,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And the Uber driver's like, hey, did you just puke in my car?
Uh-huh.
I was like, no. And I'm going like this trying to clear it. And he's like, okay, get out of the car. Next morning, $200 cleaning fee.
Oh, no.
Right? Also not good, but. As we're getting home,
uh-huh.
right, my buddy, he's like, okay, like, well, just stay with me or whatever, and, like, I'll help you. And I was, like, my shirt was all covered in puke and stuff. And then his abuelo, because he's Spanish, saw me, and he just started laughing and went back to bed.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever, I got home. And I remember I took a shower with my clothes on.
Oh.
Drunk. I knew I was covered in puke.
Oh.
So I wanted to clean myself and my clothes at the same time.
Wow, two birds with one stone.
So I did that, and then I was so drunk, I just left all the clothes in the tub. Then I went to bed, and I didn't wake up for, like, a long time. And my mom came in my room.
Oh, chill. That's scary.
My mom came in my room yelling. She's like, you're an idiot. You got too drunk last night. Uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, no, like, listen. Like, he got really drunk. Just leave him alone.
Yeah.
Right? I had alcohol poisoning.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I was.
You were deadly sick.
My stomach was a brick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And I remember I came down at like 6 at night.
Man slept the whole day.
Yeah, and I was still like, ugh. And my dad's like, what'd you do? And I told him, he's like, oh, you're funny. Yeah. Whatever, right?
Did you eat?
Then I had soup, went back to bed. Like, I didn't eat anything. I was so like dehydrated and so dead, right?
Bro,
then,
that's bad.
Next day, mm-hmm. at Ryerson,
uh-huh.
in occupational health and safety, most boring class. You're sitting in the lecture, right? Get a bunch of DMs. Like, a group chat is made. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
These two girls, my buddy and me, in a chat, and they're just going off. I was like, oh, Marcus, like, we had such a good time. Like, we should chill. I was like, who are these people? Right?
Man doesn't remember.
And they're like, you have a GTI, because I had a GTI at the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, this and that. And like, oh, like, you, like, Inter. Like, they're like, oh, but Juve is better than Inter. I was like, how the hell do these people know me?
What?
Who are these people? I don't even know them.
Yeah.
Right? And then I messaged my buddy on the side. I was like, who the hell are these people? And he's like, you don't remember that night. And he's like,
you were that drunk.
And I was like, you got the bottle and, like, you found these girls and you're just giving them shots. And they just stayed with us the whole night.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, I did.
Yeah. I mean, drunk Marcus, liquid courage.
Yeah. And I don't remember.
You literally dead ass don't remember.
I guess about intern.
Like, to this day, you don't
remember. Yeah. I don't remember anything that night except me and the puking.
Wow.
And then they're like, yeah, they're telling me. Like, and then we went out with them like a couple times. Right?
Oh, that's nice.
And like, I don't remember how we met them. Don't know who they were. Like, they just came.
Those are strangers at that point.
Yeah. And like, they were like, they knew everything about me already. I was like, what did I tell you when I was drunk?
Damn, man exposed himself, man.
Yeah. But going back, worst feeling is puking.
Puking.
Terrible feeling.
Yeah. Because you have the acids, you know, when you throw up, that like it gets stuck in your throat. It's like a burning sensation. And then. Feeling like chunks. Sorry, I'm being a little bit descriptive here.
Also,
like,
feels amazing. Shout out my buddy. My buddy Molinaro once. We always have backyard bangers in my backyard. And he was like, I gotta puke, right? And he pukes in my backyard, like a garden thing. Yeah, Marcus, I just puked. I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, man, like I had to. I was like, yeah, it's no problem. Get the hose out, clean it. He's like, yeah, it's no problem. And then he did it again at my buddy Rocco's. I was like, I had to puke, man.
Sounding a lot like Dom over here.
No, Dom always pukes now. He does. Every time we drink, pukes. Driving at Barbara, guys, pull over.
Well, yeah. It's great, though.
Yeah.
I love Dom. Yeah, puking, gross, disgusting, worst feeling, especially chunkiness coming up. I've puked on myself, too.
I have another good puking on myself story.
Yeah, we're going to talk about puke then. Let's go.
No, I'm not going to share it, though.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny.
Yeah, I puked on myself.
No, I'm not going to share because it's more for the Summer 16 episode.
Okay, Summer 16. First week of June, episode is going to drop. But like, there's a bunch of more like worst feelings out there.
You know what
there.
I hate? You know what's a worst feeling for me?
What's up?
Hair. Like finding hair in my food.
Okay, that's not a worst feeling.
Oh, buddy, I go like I can't eat after.
Oh,
I'll lose all my appetite.
Wow, okay.
I will not eat.
So it's heavy
for
you.
If I see a hair in my food, I will not eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Like your appetite is zero for the rest of the day.
Gone. Gone like gonorrhea.
This guy.
I will not eat.
See, the thing with me is like I wouldn't like pick around it. I just asked for like another, you know, order, another food.
Yeah, what if it's like your lunch that you brought to work?
Is it my own hair?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's probably like your parents or something, whoever made your dinner, your lunch.
Well, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different. But, like, if it's coming from a restaurant, then I find a hair, which I have done before. Like,
I haven't found one in a restaurant yet. I would tell them.
I think I was at Jack's, you know, Jack Astor's.
Obviously, yes.
And,
classic first date spot for some Marcus.
I hate Jack's. Fuck Jack's. Anyway.
Their garlic cheese bread?
No.
Chef's kiss.
Everything about Jack's.
You guys want to go on a first date, Jack's?
No, do not go to Jack Astor's.
Listen to me.
First date.
It's cool.
No.
It's casual.
No.
It's fun.
Don't go.
Jack, sponsor this video.
Don't go to Jack's for your first date.
Go to Jack's. Amazing first date. You know how many first dates I've been to at Jack's?
How many? My hands are counting. Oh, my God.
At least two.
Okay, I thought you were going to say like 12.
Okay, how many first dates am I going on?
I don't know. Let's You're a whore.
Whoa. Right term is gigolo, and I'm not.
You've had 10 times more dates, first dates, than I have. Easily.
Yeah. I'm just a classy stand-up guy, you know? Like, I take
them
out on a date.
I don't be going on dates like that,
I take
though.
People on a date. If I see a potential there, I'll take you out. Not even if I see potential. If I see something there, take you out on a date.
If you know, I'm going to keep it to myself. But if you see Marcus, he goes blind. if a girl has a certain thing on her, or certain like appearance-wise, Marcus, you know, it's like tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision.
He's just straight out like, boom. Okay.
More like straight out, boom.
Let's go. And sort of, you know, all logic and stuff goes out the window.
Doesn't matter.
Terrible.
Yeah. It's facts, though.
But like a hair. I was the Jax, right? And I saw.
Who were you with?
I don't know. I think the boys, like Chris, Dom, and Aaron.
Carla?
No.
Okay.
And like the nachos came or something, and you see a long blonde hair. And we were like, what about this, though? And then they're like, oh, my bad. And I think they gave us it for
better
free.
Better gave it to you for free.
Yeah, well, they changed the order, and they brought back a new one, and it was, like, brand new. And they were like, yeah, I don't know what happened. So
that's disgusting.
Yeah, finding a hair is no.
You know what's the worst feeling for me?
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, one of my own pet peeves.
Let's go.
I cannot handle veins, blood, or needles. Just talking about, like, veins and blood, like, I'll leave the room.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's not talk about veins
or
blood.
I will leave, like, when people start talking about at work, like, even, like, looking at my veins and, like, touching them, can't do it.
Really?
Can't do it.
Wow.
Needles, too?
But why?
Just phobia.
It's a phobia. Is that one of your worst fears? Needles?
Yeah.
So when the vaccine comes out, what are
I'll
you going to
do?
I'll
still do it. Just look away.
Yeah?
And I'm like, I got to have someone to, like, scream and, like, yell. Like,
to yell at?
But I'll still do it.
Damn.
Like, I hate it.
See, for me, too, I've had a lot of blood work done because of Accutane, as everyone knows.
Yeah, I can't do that.
My skin was garbage.
Blood's leaving me. I can't.
And I don't know. I think the whole process, you have to go, like, once a month to get blood taken out. So I'd be like, yo, take that. But, like, whenever it goes in, I turn away because I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see a needle go inside me.
Can't even look at my veins. Touch my veins, man.
But, yo, when you go to the gym and your veins are pumping, let's
that's
go.
Like I'm going to puke.
It's a great
I'm leaving.
Feeling.
Leaving.
You're leaving. You're cutting.
Yeah, I'm cutting.
Why?
Can't do veins, man. Can't do blood.
God. But it's just veins. But like, it's part I'm of your
fine.
Body.
Like if I get like kicked in soccer and I start bleeding, I'll be fine. Mm. Like I'm okay with that.
That's very weird.
Yeah,
that's a very very.
Like you remember my soccer game? I was bleeding. My nose was bleeding.
Your nose was all fucked up.
I was fine.
Yeah, yeah. You were bleeding everywhere, actually.
Yeah. All over my jersey and shorts. It's fine.
I was gonna say something else about one of the worst. Oh, I remembered. Aside from like you know finding hairs and stuff, I think being lied to is a terrible feeling.
Oh yeah, because you're being bamboozled.
Men's in bamboozled.
You're being bamboozled.
Yeah, well,
I take great pride in fooling someone, but if I'm on the receiving end,
yeah.
Well, buddy, I lost a lot of respect there.
Oh, 100, yeah, you're the type of person.
Someone lies to my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Marcus is loyalty. Let me tell you something about Marcus, everyone. His loyalty for you know people and for the friends and family that he loves is like all the way up there.
It's
like,
up there, Steve.
To the top. And you know, if someone like disrespects someone,
oh, yeah.
or anything, Marcus is like, all right, I'm literally never talking to you again. Like that. That's just you know. That's who he is.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. If you don't give me respect, I'm not giving you respect.
Your mantra in life is treat others how you would want to be treated.
Oh yeah, 100%.
100%.
If you're not gonna give me the light of day or any respect, mm-hmm. fuck you.
Oh,
I'm not gonna give you anything.
Facts.
What's the point?
I know.
Honestly, what's the point?
There's no point.
Yeah.
But like, onto the topics of like the worst feelings. Have you ever had the feeling of drowning?
Yes.
Like physically being submerged in water and yes. literally drowning?
Yes.
That's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, but it was like self, like I did it to myself.
You were trying to drown?
No. I didn't mean to like drown.
What?
I was swimming. I was doing so many laps.
Okay.
That I was tiring myself out and I was getting so tired I was going to drown.
Oh, wow.
Because how tired I was doing. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Okay, that's enough laps for today.
Wow.
So I was doing laps in my pool. I was trying to see how much laps I can do.
How many
basically
did you do?
With before drowning. And I got to the point.
How many did you do?
I don't remember.
What the hell?
I don't remember. What was the point of it? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I got to that point. I was like, oh.
Fuck.
I got to stop.
Wow. I've had that feeling of almost drowning.
Scary as hell.
Yeah.
Scary.
Because like you try to breathe in. It's just... water
liquid
going inside your lungs. It's bad because I'll tell a little story right now. When I was in Mexico,
with your abuela?
No, with my dad, my mom, and like a bunch of other of our other family. It was like maybe 10, 12 years ago, more than that. Long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was a megabyte, yo. I was like this.
I was a megabyte.
I was like this tiny, okay?
Yo, guys, what's up? It's Giovanni here with the 1 a.m. podcast.
And
I'm this big today.
I was talking to my dad because it was like scorching hot. I remember that day because like how can I forget? I almost died. But I was going in and I'm like to my dad, I'm like, hey, can I jump in this pool? Is this like the kid's pool? Is it shallow? And my dad's like, yeah, go for it.
Go for it,
and
son.
And I'm like, okay, say less. And so I hop into the pool, right?
Yes.
And then as soon as I realize my feet can't touch the ground, I panic, you know, exponentially, like to the power of 10 sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm here like struggling. I don't know how to swim. I'm out here panicking. And I'm trying to breathe and like survive. And it's just water.
You're like,
and then I am sinking, right? And you know when you submerge underwater, the light is more reflected and it gets more darker? That's what I was seeing. And I'm like, oh, my God. And things are slowly going black.
I am dying.
Yeah, literally. And then
falling down.
All of a sudden, I see a shadow figure come into the water. And all I feel is like someone just right back into the light. And I'm like.
Is your dad?
Yeah, it was my dad.
Oh, okay, good.
He came and saved me.
Good. I'm glad he came and saved you.
Yeah, but like that feeling of drowning, one of the worst feelings, bro.
Yeah, that's
I try that for free.
Yeah, you tell me that for free.
It's terrible.
My friend today, they were watching the 1 a.m. podcast, and they're like, I'll tell you that for free. He's like, that's my line. You stole that.
Wait, what?
Apparently, I stole that line.
You stole it.
Apparently, from one of my other buddies.
Man's not original out here. Nah, I thought that was original.
I think it's shared lines. My friends, we have all these random sayings.
Yeah? Tell me one. Another one.
Like, it's up there, Steve.
Oh, so that's a... Your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what?
Because we got that from.
Is that Steve Tissenbaum?
No.
Name dropping Steve Tissenbaum.
We got that from Family Feud.
Okay.
Where the guy's like, what's something that's like so poorly designed, like so like harmful for women mm-hmm. that is clearly designed for men? So like, people were saying like bras, like corsets, like, because it's like,
okay.
It's like it bothers women, but like it's for men's pleasure.
All right.
And the guy's like, Texas, Steve, Texas.
Texas?
Texas. And he's like, the guy, and Steve Harvey's like, Texas. He's like, mm-hmm. Texas, Steve. He's like, Texas, like T-E-X, like he spells it out or whatever.
Okay.
And he's like, Texas, like the state. He's like, It's up there, Steve. It's up there. So we always say, 'cause he didn't make any sense. He's like, Texas.
Oh, my God. I love Family Feud.
Oh, hilarious.
With Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Great.
He just looks at them. He's like, you want to try that again?
He roasts them.
Yeah, he roasts them.
That's a funny thing, too.
That's a dumb answer.
No. I've been watching Family Feud for the longest time.
Yeah.
Ever since I was small. Even before they had the old host.
The white guy.
Yeah, the white guy.
The girls.
Did you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of sus. I did not know that. But, I grew up watching that show, so I love Family Feud.
Yeah, Family Feud. I love watching the clips on YouTube.
The stupid families.
But, yeah, we have that. It's up there, Steve. I'll tell you that for free. We had one. We used to say, oh, you're a sewer.
Yes, I remember you telling me that, and I was like, what the hell is that?
It means you're a waste. I go, sewer. Or like, oh, that's an L. Like, you're an L. Like, we say that. Yep. But that's you're a loser. What other ones do we have? We had some other bad ones, but.
Oh, I thought of another one right now.
What?
One of the most terrible feelings that I've ever experienced is almost losing Rosie.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Like, having a dog run away from you. I was chilling upstairs, right? It was dinner time. And Rosie was in the backyard.
Chilling.
Because it was freshly renovated. We got new fences and everything.
So, was this recently? This was last summer.
No. This was, 2 or 3 years ago. Oh, probably more than that. But, essentially, Rosie and Mia both escaped.
Ooh.
They left the backyard.
Yikes.
And we had a giant family party with, 20 people there. And no one noticed the dogs had left until after the fact. And then they came... My mom came in and rushed in and told me, basically crying. The dogs left. Rosie and Mia are gone.
Jeez.
And my heart sank. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I went onto the street looking for them.
Rosie.
Yeah, literally yelling her name and trying to find, my dog, my daughter. And I could not find her. But then thankfully, 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, she came back.
Oh, okay, good.
And she was leading Mia. She was the boss.
Good.
And she found her way back.
I like that.
But that's a terrible feeling.
It is scary. I remember one time I was walking home from school, mm-hmm. and I just see my neighbor, not my neighbor, my further down neighbor, it's my friend's brother, mm-hmm. just holding my dog. I was like, what?
Whoa.
And he's like, is this your dog? I was like, yeah.
Jay?
No, it was Massimo. It was my nonna's dog.
Massimo.
Massimo.
As a dog's name, yeah. Massimo.
Yeah, his full name, Massimo Collodero.
Oh, my God.
But okay. I was like, why are you holding him? He's like, I found him on the street. I was like, what?
Nando.
Yeah, he's like, why is he out? Uh-huh. Another time my dad left my other dog, Bailey. It was my first dog.
Mm-hmm.
He left, he used to always let him out before he go to work.
Wait, Bailey as a dude?
Yeah, as a dude.
Well, okay.
Sweet Life on Deck ruined his name. Bailey is a unisex name
that was ruined by that show, Sweet Life on Deck, because
Bailey Pickett made it a girl's name.
No.
Socially accepted by everyone, but it is a unisex name.
No, it's not. Look it up. Bailey is, I would associate that even before Sweet Life on Deck as a girl's name.
Well, Bailey was a guy, and he was a dog, and he was my dog. Formerly known as Gareth by my friends, call him Gareth Bale.
Gareth?
Gareth, because Gareth Bale.
Oh, my God.
So
okay.
Bailey, Gareth Bale, Bailey. Okay. Right? Mm-hmm. And so my dad would always let Bailey out before he'd go to work and let him pee.
Man, I got triggered.
And then my dad would go then bring him back inside and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, my dad just didn't let Bailey in. And he went to work. And he's like, I left Bailey outside.
Oh, no.
Whole day.
Oh.
What did Bailey do?
Uh-huh.
Bailey stayed on the porch.
Wow.
Like a good dog that he is.
Wow.
He did not leave that house.
He's like, I'm just chilling there.
He's like, I'm chilling. He's like,
no leash. No nothing.
Nothing. He's like, I know they left me out.
No
there.
Tag.
Not. No, he had his.
Oh, his dog tag. Okay.
They left him, and he stayed there. He chilled.
That's a good boy.
Yeah, Bailey's
where is
good.
He now?
He's dead.
Aww.
He's dead. He was an old man.
Aww.
I had him when we got him in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he died in 2000, like, six, summer 2015.
Wow. That was before I knew you then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn. He was how'd that man. Feel?
Oh, I was sad.
Aww.
Bailey, maybe it was sad when he died.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Yeah, he was a good boy. He was a good man.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, I love that guy.
that old man, yeah. Massimo. Oh, sorry.
That was the other dog. He died too, Massimo.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll stop.
Massimo died of a broken heart.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Because he was my nonna's dog.
Okay.
And my nonna died. Mm-hmm. And he was attached to my nonna, attached to the hip. Like everywhere she went, he went.
Okay.
Everything she did, he would do.
Mm-hmm.
He was in love with her.
Aww.
And as soon as she died, he went to depression. Because he was never the same around the dog. He's like, yeah, he's depressed. Because your nonna died.
Wow.
And then he died basically of depression.
Oh.
Because of her.
Wow. Yeah. That's wholesome, but that's also very, very sad.
Yeah, he loved her. We loved, and I loved Massimo.
Oh.
I loved
such a
Massimo.
Funny name.
He only understood Italian. Like he was, he'd be like, Massimo, come here. Nothing. Massimo, vieni qua. And he would come.
Wow.
If you call him Max, not moving. Max. Massimo. He's like,
Massimo, who's like my name. Matt understood only Italian.
He only knew Italian.
But taking your dogs can understand different languages.
Yeah.
Like I talk to Rosie sometimes in Spanish. Like I tell her besitos and she'll give me kisses.
Yeah, because they probably remember that.
Yeah. And but like think about it like this. Like other dogs in the world, you know, in every country in the world, they understand those languages.
Yeah. Chinese or
everything. Arabic, Greek, Italian, German, you name the country. Mad's the country master over here. But like they'll understand it. They'll do it.
It's like that he only understood Italian, which is hilarious. He'd be like, oh, Massimo, get down.
Nothing.
He wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
Finiju. Go down. Go right away.
I was going to say something else, though. Oh, about a worst feeling. I haven't had this feeling. I hope I never do, knock on wood, because I know this is one of my mom's biggest fears, but imagine you're on a plane and you know it's crashing.
That's bad.
Like, imagine.
That's bad meat.
Like, you're almost like, you know, you're out there, you know, destination A to B. Have you seen Final Destination?
Yeah.
The first one?
No.
You've never seen the first Final Destination?
I saw one where, like, a truck, like, runs people over, and I think that's what I stopped watching.
Well, for those who have watched the first Final Destination, that's how it all happened. It's the guy has a vision, and he's on the plane, and he sees the plane explode as soon as they take off.
Oh, so he's like, I gotta get off.
Yeah. So it was very, like,
did
when
he
I...
get off?
He got off. Oh. He was the first one to get off, and then six other people followed him.
Really?
To get off, yeah. Because they wanted to check up on him and whatever. There's other fights. But he told the air marshals, like, yo, I saw a vision. The plane's going to crash. It felt so real. And then after the dream, like, he woke up, and he saw the things he saw in the dreams happening, like the signals, like the tray fell. And then this thing moved. In the exact same way his dream did.
So he's
like, no, fuck it, I'm leaving. So he got off the plane, people followed him. Anyways, the plane takes off, explodes. But like before that happened, you see the effects of how the plane's exploding. Like the people flying out of the plane. Oh. You see the people getting burned in oil and then going into flames and they're strapped into the seatbelt. The whole you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just experiencing of a plane crash. He missed out on because he got off the plane.
Good.
But like, imagine you were in there.
Yeah.
That's a bad feeling. That's worst feeling. It's fear. Being scared. Being scared is,
being scared is a bad feeling.
Is a really bad feeling.
It's like an adrenaline rush, but it's like, it's a no-go.
Yeah. Being scared is like a scare tactics. I think they do that right now in North America. They feed you false data.
Oh, yeah.
To do that.
COVID.
You know,
fear-mongering. Is it real?
I don't know. We'll find out. We're going to lockdown again, baby.
Yeah.
We're already in lockdown. What am I talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about this COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Tired of it.
I am tired of it, too.
Yeah, but like, they're saying, oh, you can't be tired of it. Pandemic's not over. Give me the vaccine.
Yeah.
Let me be over. We have the solution.
What's the solution?
The vaccine.
But that vaccine, like, prevents it. It's not. Doesn't make you immune.
Makes you immune, 97%.
It does not make you immune. Your chances of getting COVID
are less than 97 or
like
3%.
It's meant so if you do get it, it's not fatal.
Yeah.
Just because you have the vaccine doesn't mean that you'll be immune.
Okay. So if I get the vaccine, I won't get COVID?
There's a possibility you may still get COVID.
Yeah, 3%.
Yeah.
That's baby numbers.
You're laughing.
You're laughing with those.
Oh,
flu shot's only 50% effective.
15?
50.
Oh, 50.
Right? So the COVID's 97, 95, mm-hmm. depending on which one you take. Just give me the vaccine, Trudeau.
Trudeau. Let's add
Ford.
Him.
Give me the vaccine.
Dougie Ford.
What are you doing?
Give us
get
the vaccine.
Get the vaccine rollout now.
Yeah.
So look at your brothers in the States.
Your brothers?
Yeah, I meant your cousins. Your stupid cousins in the States already got the vaccines rolling out. And we're lagging behind. Per capita, Ontario is last.
Really?
In all the provinces and territories for vaccine rollout per capita.
Well, we do have like the most population.
Still behind Quebec and BC.
But we have the most.
I don't give a crap.
Oh my
God. Get the vaccine. We should have the most rolled out because we're the highest population. Whatever. Give me the vaccine.
Let's go.
Let me get back to normal. Let me start playing soccer again in a league.
Mm-hmm.
Professional.
Well, you can break some ankles.
Professional, yeah. Have a fans and go. This guy can film the game.
Oh, hell. I'm going to your games 100%.
And I can celebrate and do some stuff.
Okay, what's your celebration if you score? Wait, have you scored a goal?
Yes.
In men's league?
Yes.
in that season that I want to go see you play? No,
I didn't score that season, but I scored previous seasons.
Okay, so what's your go-to celebration?
My go-to celebration? For classic.
Okay, what is it?
Luca Toni.
Okay.
One of these.
Oh, you go around it and do that?
Like this, you know? You're turning up the volume for the fans, you know? You want to get them going.
Wait, that's what it is?
Yeah, you turn up the volume for the fans.
Oh, I did not know that.
It goes like that. I did not that know is my that. Go-to. Don't get to use it often. Uh-huh. I don't score often.
Yeah, because, well, you're right back. Yeah, so.
I don't shoot ever. Like, ever. Yeah.
Well, you're there to block the goal.
Yeah, I block and I give assists. But
damn, that's
cool.
That's
my go-to. And I remember I scored once. Like, the most recent goal I scored a banger of a shot. In men's league, indoor. There was a corner kick. The guy dummied it. Mm-hmm. And it went to me, and I was like, I'm having it. Mm-hmm. I had a hit.
You banged it.
Banged it, top corner. And ooh. I was like, ah. Like, I was like more shocked that it went in. And all my friends were like, oh, yeah, he scored, right? And I was going like this. And then I went up to the crowd and went like this. But no one said it. Division 5 men's league. Like, highlighted my mediocre rise there.
Oh, that's a bad feeling. Yeah. One of the worst feelings.
I was like this. And everyone, my friend's like, yeah.
The crowd's like. one odd clap.
They're Menzi. You have a one guy walking his dog who cares to watch. Just happens to watch. But yeah, fuck COVID. Yeah. I think that's a good segue to end this
podcast. End this episode. Yeah, we're on 42 minutes in right now.
Yeah.
So, Marcus, take it over.
I want to give a shout-out to the boys. I don't know if I gave a full shout-out last episode. I was rushed there, but...
Shout-out Rosie.
Shout-out Rosedale. Shout-out Dom.
Dom
always gets a shout-out. Eric.
Come on.
Alex. Sar. Big Beast.
Let's keep going.
Haven't seen him in a while.
I'm running. I'm
Julian. Matthew. Peterson. Rocco. Daniele. Eric. Kramer. Myself.
Maria.
Who's Maria?
Like my friend.
Oh, Itty Bitty Jules.
Itty Bitty
Jules. She's not listening.
She better be.
She doesn't listen. Itty Bitty.
She's two episodes behind.
Oh, okay. So she's listening. She has some good fire names on.
Yeah, she does. They're good. They're good names.
And there's another one of your friends, political pothead or something. Followed me.
Yeah, it's Eva. Shout out. Or Ava.
She's like a socialist.
Eva? I'm sorry if I pronounced her
name
wrong.
She's a socialist.
Yeah. She's funny.
Yeah, she's funny. I see your tweets.
Well, we'll end it there again. Everyone, thank you. Like, subscribe,
like,
share.
Share with your friends. Mm-hmm. We're only good as you guys sharing it and us and telling your friends.
Get these
views
up.
Get those views up.
Like the video.
Ian, Nick Romano.
Okay.
Share it.
Everyone.
Know you're watching.
Get your paids. Get paid.
Get your pets spayed and neutered. Do you know where that's from?
No.
Okay, leave in the comments if you're even listening this far. If you know where you get your pet spayed or neutered from, I'll give you $5.
Okay. We'll add that there. So, everyone, take care and peace.
Take care. Get well.